Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Today, sit on your hands. So what I'm thinking is...
Emily is in a mood.
No.
I'm the one that didn't sleep and you're the one in a mood.
This is not how I wanted to be filming. Also, you're in the shadows. Whatever. We're rolling with it. I look like a drowned rat. You're in the shadows. It has been quite a morning.
Oh, it's because we never filmed. Hi, Blake. Did you want to say something to the microphone? Thank you. Dog of the day, Blaze Boy. Hi. Are you ready, Em?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I want you to keep that entire intro.
Yep.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about what we want that we see on the internet. And lately, we're just talking about the good news we see because... that world is full of negativity. Let's put some positivity out there.
And we do what we want.
We're not a news source. We're just two people talking about what we want on the internet. All right. I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, you go first. How are you?
I'm not okay, but I'm fine. Emotionally, yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah.
All other, like, one, I have GERD. This was discovered. So,
GERD.
Oh, don't lick, Blaze Boy. Don't lick. GERD. Stop. Okay.
No, can't continue. What was that? There's like a weird bird in here or something. GERD. All right. Anyway, go off. Pop off. Here we go.
Is this just like an impulsive thing?
Yeah. Also, I only took my medication like 10 minutes ago. And so this is highly unmedicated, Emily.
They're
stressed.
They're really the same to me.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
When you're like, oh, don't worry. I took my medication. And then sometimes you're like, oh, that's because I haven't taken your medication. I was like, they're the same.
Spot the difference between these two photos.
I know. Like, you blame whatever action you're doing on whether you've taken your medication or not, but it's the same action.
Interesting. I was hoping you would never catch on to that.
I just let you do you.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll just make a comment, but I'm still entertained.
Yeah.
Anyway, so over the weekend, I had extreme stomach pains, and I thought it was another ulcer, because I've had an ulcer before, diagnosed by a doctor at the ER. I wasn't self-diagnosing. This time, I tried to self-diagnose. And I was like, man, still feels the same. It hurts after I eat. You know, it's a pain in my stomach. What else could it be? And I looked up online, Google, how to help your ulcer. So I started following this diet. And then the next day, I was like, my stomach still really hurts and Pepto's not doing anything anymore. And my best friend, who's not Emily... or Joy.
Rude.
Is in the medical field. And I told her like my symptoms and she was like, yeah, I would suggest go seeing your doctor. And I was like, oh, okay. And I had a meeting with my doctor and I have GERD. It's
GERD. Okay, now I'm done.
It's a gastroesophageal reflux disease, but minus the reflux.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like this, people that in their like senior years usually get it.
Yeah.
I just have it at 32.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So basically I have an extreme pain below my ribs, above my belly button.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a stabbing. It hurts more when I eat and when I eat the wrong things. So I have to follow I have to move it down, Em. I'm sorry. I have to She doesn't like me touching the microphone, so I'm gonna consciously try not to, but I had to move it.
I know, I'm watching you like watch where your hands go, and like, this is fascinating.
So I am not allowed to have coffee.
Ew.
I am not allowed to have caffeine.
No
chocolate.
Oh,
no spicy, no overly spiced, no overly salted things. I can't have alcohol, I can't have tomato, and I can't have anything citrus.
So cardboard for you.
Yeah, and no dairy, but I don't eat dairy, and no fatty meats, but I don't eat meat anyway. But seafood's good for me.
Okay.
Grains and wheat and legumes are good for me.
Okay.
and avocado and mushroom, but all the veggies, basically.
Okay.
But I can't have tomato. So, like, I want to make a salad, but I'm not allowed to have a lot of oil. And then I want to make a sandwich, but I can't have tomato and I don't eat meat.
I think I would just simply pass away. That just seems easier at this point.
I can figure out the food. Like, I know we're not supposed to talk about girl dinner.
Oh,
but yeah. I've been singing GERD dinner.
No, that is so freaking funny.
It is. I have to eat small portions. They said, like, if you eat a giant thing of food, it's going to hurt you more. So I have to eat a bunch of small portions throughout the day.
Got it.
Like, I'm having 8-10 meals a day.
Love it.
All real small, but whatever. And so it looks like I'm having quote unquote girl dinner, which we're not supposed to
promote
because it's promoting bad eating habits. But also, like, sometimes people can only afford a pickle. So that's their girl dinner. There's a pro and a con to all this. Like, we get that it's funny and we all do it, but we shouldn't promote it. But
it's a trend on TikTok.
Oh, yes.
Should we explain just for.
Yeah. So girl dinner, girl dinner, girl dinner. It's a trend on TikTok. You know how sometimes, like, you're really busy or you just don't want to cook. And so you eat a bag of tortilla chips and a pickle.
Yeah.
For dinner. And that's a girl dinner.
Most nice. Most
yes.
Nice. And not because, like, I'm trying to be like skinny. It's because it's like literally I'm like, what is within arm's reach
you're
right now?
You're so burnt out from the day, or you're so starving that you can't fathom cooking or ordering food because it would take longer. So you just stuff whatever's in your face.
I think last night I had like 3 string cheeses and one of those chocolate Hershey bunnies from Easter. And that would be like an example of like on TikTok.
Yes. Girl dinner. But we're not supposed to, you know, do the trend because it's promoting unhealthy eating habits.
Right.
I always say each food. Eat all the food.
Right.
I'm pro eating.
Yeah.
But I've been having GERD dinner, which is small portions of bland food.
This makes me so happy. GERD dinner.
GERD dinner.
No.
A bowl of split pea soup.
Abby was roasting you for that. It really, when I picture split pea soup, I've never actually, I didn't know what that looked like. So I was picturing like a clear yellowish, maybe greenish broth.
No, it's just peas.
With like literal peas in it. No, this looked like
it's mushed peas. It's baby food.
It looked like baby food.
It's delicious.
Good.
I have to get low sodium soups because I'm like, okay, I can't have pasta because I can't have marinara sauce. I can't have pizza. I can't have lasagna. Those are all pretty much in the same food groups.
That's all right.
That's fine.
That was good. Keep going.
Name a food. I can't eat it.
Wiener schnitzel.
I don't know. I can't have I can't have fried foods. That's another thing.
That's what I'm saying. I would simply pass away.
Yeah. So last night, I did have, for my first dinner, I had a sushi roll, but it did upset my stomach because I ate the whole thing. I was supposed to eat half and then half later.
Who looks at a sushi roll and they're like, yeah, I'm just going to have like 2 or 3 slices of that
exactly.
bad boy.
I was like, no. There's no way I'm stopping.
Yeah, no.
And then for my second dinner, I had a bowl of legume soup.
Legume soup. Okay.
This morning, I had a piece of toast with a poached egg on top.
That sounds good.
Yeah, not filling.
Okay.
I'm starving. In my second breakfast is going to be a banana.
Oh boy, oh boy.
I looking forward to that?
That sounds so good.
Girl dinner.
My doctor told me about 3 years ago now that he thinks, because a couple people in my family have celiacs, and you know, you've seen it. The internet's seen it. Anytime I eat anything with gluten in it.
Oh my God, you get 3 months pregnant.
Yes, at least. My stomach just goes.
I would never body shame someone like that. If they look bloated or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'm so bloated. Oh, don't look at me. And I'd be like, oh, it's okay. But Emily holds it and rubs it as if she is 4 months pregnant.
Here's the
thing.
And
she names it. And she tells everyone to look at it. And I'm like, I feel real. Like, the first few times I was like, I literally can't comment on this.
You literally were like averting your eyes and you were like, oh, so. And you kept trying to change the subject. And I was like, look at her. Look at her. Look at her.
How many months pregnant would you say I am right now? And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, well, it's because it's like I can't suck it in. I can't do anything about it because like it's and you felt it. It is rock hard.
Yeah, Emily, you're allergic to gluten.
Nope. La 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 la. So anyway,
I even offered. We're going on a boat later today, and I called her at the grocery store. I'm being a really nice friend. I was like, hey, I'm picking up barbecue food for me and Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to pick you up any hot dogs? I got veggie dogs for us, and she was like, yeah. Could you get me some turkey dogs because she doesn't eat beef? And I was like, for sure. I was like, we got gluten free buns. Do you want to eat those? She said, don't curse at me.
I refuse to go get tested. Because the second it is like confirmed medically that I have celiacs and that's why I'm getting, I mean, it is so obvious. But like, because like I get really nauseous and then I get like stomach issues and like, it could be like a slew of things, but they wanted to test for everything.
I have pain. And so I'm on a GERD diet. And you...
No, that sounds miserable.
Okay, but mine's going to go away.
No.
I'm on medication. So I'm going to eventually be able to eat food again.
Here's the thing. I would rather my stomach be 4 months pregnant and me walk around and convince everyone that little baby Sylvia is in there with our friend group than have to eat gluten-free food.
It's not all bad. I'd say if there's an option, because you have such a defined palate. I'm so picky.
That's the thing.
You're so picky.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times that we've just been slowly, because Abby might think she's like, her body doesn't respond well to it. I don't think she has celiacs.
Yeah.
But like, there's some people just respond better to gluten than others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. So we're just slowly transferring like the chips we get to gluten-free chips.
Yeah.
I have a 2-year-old palate, but I'll eat anything. Like, yes. I'm not a 2-year-old picky eater, but I have a 2-year-old palate. Where I cannot taste the flavors with anything.
Fair enough.
I'm like, give me an apple. You give me a nectarine. I'm like, fantastic apple.
Yeah. That was incredible. Thank you.
I love this apple.
Yeah.
But what was I saying? Oh, so I can eat the gluten-free stuff and not blink an eye. And Abby's got a pretty refined palate. And she also is like, it's fine.
She's finding the good stuff. She's working really hard to find it. Yeah.
Because you don't want to eat terrible foods your whole life.
Well, and especially because I grew up with so many people in my family that have celiacs or have gluten intolerances. I'm not sure what the difference is, but like, I know some people are diagnosed with celiacs.
I think celiacs means like your body is actually dying when you eat it versus your
gluten intolerance.
It's just like your body doesn't do well with it, but you'll be fine.
Yeah. So it's like I grew up watching them eat this stuff and complain about it. And like, I would always try a little bit just because I was curious. And it was just always cardboard. And I'm sure in the 31. In 31 years that I've been alive, they've made incredible advances in gluten-free stuff.
Yes, they have. It just says they have vegan stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And when I first went vegan, I'm not fully vegan now. I'm a dairy-free pescatarian for all of those who freak out whenever I say I eat an egg.
I can't stand her.
She's vegan. She's not vegan. Oh my God. When I first went vegan 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Handful.
I love it.
A while ago before it's when I had Blaze. He's 6.
Okay.
So then it's been about 6 years.
Was it because of Blaze? Because you love animals so much because of Blaze?
No, I did. I actually wanted to be like an animal rights activist, but I was like, I can't do that if I'm eating meat.
Wow.
And then I wanted to go vegan for a while, but I was just like, I didn't want to make the change. And then the human I was with at the time. wanted to go vegan. I was like, perfect. This is my opportunity. Because it's really easy when a couple has the same eating habits.
Yes. Yes.
And so I stuck to it and I really liked it. And now I've just put fish and egg back in my diet because eggs are really good for you and fish makes it so you can eat anywhere.
And you get like 80% of your eggs from your mom who hand raises them and gives them her chickens massages every morning.
And buys watermelon fresh daily for them.
Reads them bedtime stories. Yes. So I think you're good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Anyway, so there's probably some good gluten-free stuff. I got some crackers in there that are gluten-free if you want to try them with my hummus.
I did have one because I was so desperate for food. I did have a tuna sandwich on one of your gluten-free hamburger buns.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I wasn't
imagine
like...
Imagine if you toasted a little bit on the barbecue and you get that like charcoal flavor on it.
Yeah. I know. It just all boils down to I'm picky. I have an aversion to food. I don't know. I need to expand my palate so my stomach stops.
Expanding
in
you're fine. Your body looks great all the time, whether you're even 4 months pregnant or not.
Even with Sylvia, it's
my aversion is the fact that you rub it and shove it in everyone's face.
Look at it.
I would literally have never noticed if you didn't like pull up your shirt, tear down your stretchy pants, and rub it.
Yeah, and then you have to like rub it in like the motion that they do.
Where they're like trying to turn the baby a little bit.
Right. Sometimes I'll like hold the bottom of it and then put my other hand on my like lower back and be like, oh. Just so stupid.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And then you get really mad at what I choose to name the gluten
Agatha
baby.
Agatha was the first. Agatha.
Agatha.
And I said, that's insulting to me. And then you went with Sylvia.
Sylvia's a little better.
It's a little better.
I'm just trying to pick like 1400s pilgrim names, you know? It just feels right. It feels right. Okay. Feels right.
As a single mom.
As a single mom who works too no hard. Jobs.
No jobs. Anyway, back to my weekend.
Oh, yes. Please continue. With your okay, go. You know that one scene in
just say it all the things you need to say
in Austin Powers where he's like mole mole mole. That's how I feel about gird. Go.
Okay. So I have been having stomach pains and I'm on medication and on the gird diet. Gird dinner. And then last night Abby and I were like, we both need a really good night's sleep. My stomach's starting to feel better at night because I don't eat right before bed. My last meal is very small, and I take my medication. So I was like, I'm going to get some good night's sleep tonight. Let's do the dang thing. We crawl in bed at 10. We spoon. I fall asleep being the big spoon, happy as a clam, right? At 1:30. Snoop never barks in the middle of the night.
No.
Snoop only barks if there's a person on our property.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Because he's a sleepy boy.
He's a sleepy boy.
He's not waking up for no one.
No.
Unless...
Not a chance. He has learned everyone's sound of their cars and their footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
So if he knows it's like M or Zara even coming, he like puts up an ear and go back to sleep, right? At 1:30 a.m., we wake up to him barking, growling, howling.
Mm-mm.
I hop out of bed and run. And little dog hasn't made a peep, which usually she makes a peep if someone's by the front door.
Okay.
Like she's front door guard. If anyone is near, doesn't matter who you are. If she's, it could be me and she'll bark if you're at the front door. But so I ran out and Snoop's by the back door barking at the corner where we have this like weed garden and not smoking marijuana.
Oh my
weed,
God,
like,
please clarify.
Garden, like the, at a space that's supposed to be a garden, but it's just full of weeds at the moment because we haven't gotten to it.
Yes.
And he is barking his brains out. And it's also right next door to the door of the office because my office isn't connected to my house. And I went and got a kitchen knife because somehow I didn't grab a knife on my way.
I was wondering.
Abby just went, go! I go,
boom! She's like, sacrifice yourself. Shoves you out of bed.
So I just run. I bolt. And then I grabbed a kitchen knife. When I saw where he was, I went and grabbed a knife and then ran over to the door. And I looked out with him and his hackles are up and he's just like, he's like, and I was like, he saw something.
Why wouldn't A genuine question, not like a shame question. Why wouldn't you open the door and let him at it?
I first wanted to see what it was. If I could see it first.
Okay.
Because if it's an actual person, I'm going to keep him next to me and take him to the bedroom and call 911.
You wouldn't open the door and just let him at the person?
I'm not going to sacrifice my dog.
Oh, like in case they have like a weapon or
something.
Yeah,
so okay. If then they came into the house and then opened my bedroom door, then I would release him. He's okay. My last resort.
Okay.
But I'm not going to just like go at it.
Mm.
Because what if they leave a gate open? I don't want him running away.
He would just roam. That's the real crime here.
Yes. So once I saw it, I couldn't see anything. And he was dead set on this is where I saw the thing.
And was he looking at the door to the office?
He was looking in this area. Because the back door is kind of far. You can't see exactly where he's looking. He's looking in this area. But he was dead set. Like, that's the area. So I looked both ways. And then I heard footsteps behind me. I went, babe. She goes, yeah, it's me.
You just like fling the knife.
I opened the door. I finally opened it, unlocked it, and opened it. And luckily, I do a night terror routine. I lock all doors and check all windows
before I go to bed.
And I opened the door, and he bolted and just sniff, 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 sniff. Hackles up everything. He's just, whole body's tense, tail straight up, sniff, 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 sniff. And then he like kind of looked defeated and looked at me. And then he did the rounds of the whole yard.
Good.
And then he came back in, and he settled himself on the bed. And I kissed him. I was like, you're such a good boy.
Yeah. Did you bring him into the bedroom?
No, because I wanted him out in case.
To alert.
Because we have the little dog in the bedroom in case anyone tries to break in near there.
Yeah.
She will sound the alarm.
She hears anyone that's like, because you have that really long hallway. So it's like, she'll give you a good warning.
Yes. But I wanted him out in the central area wherever he could. And immediately Abby was like, we're getting an alarm system. I'm like, yep, I found the one I want. I'm calling today.
Good.
And I was like, yeah. But he was a good boy. But of course, I didn't go back to sleep.
No, how can you after that?
No, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure it was a raccoon.
I told you this morning, I have seen possums and raccoons on your property before.
Yes. So I'm sure it was that. And it was like making a ruckus, maybe trying to jump the fence.
Yeah.
And so he heard it and saw it.
And you also have like so many, a family. You have a cluster of gophers in your weed garden.
Oh, yes.
In your garden that is full of weeds.
Yes. Not marijuana garden. So, yeah, I didn't sleep. Because I slept from 10 to 1:30. And
delicious.
Then I think I fell back asleep at like 5:30 when the sun started rising. And then my alarm went off at 6:30 and I went, nope. And I was just in and out of sleep. But then Abby and I both kept having bad dreams.
Mm.
I was up in the middle of the night at like 4. She started like freaking out like in her sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of like smacked the bed and then she turned over and stopped. Mm-hmm. And she told me later, she was like, I had a night terror.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I shook you. She was like, yeah, I woke up to that and I turned over, so thank you.
Yeah.
But I was like, we both had terrible night sleeps.
Yeah. Well, and something that should bring you a little bit of comfort, because I've been taking Blaze home with me every night because if you're new, my dog died. And so I'm doing rent a dog with Blaze. So he comes home with me every night to make me feel safe and so that I have something to cuddle. Also, I've officially trained him because you know how when he sleeps like in the bed with anyone, he'll sleep like at the foot of the bed or he'll sleep up on the pillows.
Yeah.
But he'll never sleep like pressed up against you.
No.
He now falls asleep in my arms every night.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many nights of struggling did that
take? Just like, you know, it was sleep training. but I was telling Joy the other day because something happened and I was just like, oh yeah, but I'm fine because I have Blaze there. And she was like, honestly, I'd feel more secure having Snoop there.
Really?
Yeah. So that should make you feel a little bit better. She was like, Blaze will take care of you. But she's like, Blaze also gets scared by a lot of things. And so she was like, but Snoop, once he goes into like attack mode or defense mode, like there's no like nothing's going to scare him out of it.
Oh, Snoop is scared of nothing?
No.
But have you ever seen Blaze in Red Zone?
I haven't.
It is so scary.
Yeah.
I don't think he could be scared out of it. So
really?
He'd need to get to red zone.
Okay.
And then once if he's not in red zone, he could get scared before that.
He gets scared of his own farts sometimes.
Well, he gets scared of my farts too.
Yeah.
But if he gets to red zone, there isn't anything stopping him until what he wants is done or you have physically pulled him away.
Right.
And then Snoop, I can get him out of red zone.
Okay. Okay.
Snoop is quicker to snap. And it's quicker to defend.
I think that's why she said you're safer with Snoop, because he won't question. He'll just go. But Blaze, you got to be like, okay, go.
She's
go,
also
go,
never
go.
Seen it. I've been in situations where Blaze, where I felt unsafe. And Blaze is a people person through and through.
Yeah.
He loves people. And there's been a few times where he went, no.
And that's how you know.
Yeah.
When your dog, because like he's a, like Blaze is the sweetest.
Yeah.
All he wants is love, and like he'll protect you until the very end. But like all he wants is love mostly. I mean, look at him right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how you know when it's like not, I don't want to be like not a good person, but like there's something a little off about the situation.
Yes.
Is when he's locked on and he's like, no.
Yeah.
And he's like never met that person before.
There's,
you
been
know?
Times when there's been workers and he didn't know there were workers here and they're on the other side of the fence. And he was like, once he spotted them, full like beast mode, like his whole body just goes, woof.
All his muscles like, come out.
No, he's friendly. It's like pulling a 90-pound pit bull away.
How many times I've been walking, because my complex has a ton of dogs and especially a ton of small dogs, which like Blaze isn't the greatest with. And I'll be walking towards them and like I've gotten really good about look at me when we're walking by small dogs. And so like he looks at me and I'll give him treats and like, you know, whatever. And this morning I was walking out to my car. I was running late. My hot water wasn't freaking working. So my whole morning got thrown off. I was like rushing to my car and there's this like sweet 70-year-old man with this tiny little shih tzu that looked like it was just one good wind blow away from death.
Yes.
And Blaze is like locked onto it. And but at that point it was like you have to get there before he does that.
Yes.
And I rounded a corner, so I was a little too late. And so I was just like waiting and I was putting him in a sit and I was like, well, just wait until he moves, because he's standing right in front of the one door that gets to my car. And he goes, my dog's really friendly. I was like, mine's not. And he was like, oh, okay. Proceeds to stand there for another 2 minutes. You're blocking the one door I need. But like, how do people look at dogs like Blaze? Who's like, he's a very stereotypically scary looking pit bull.
I think a lot of people don't. Like have choose to not have that stigma about them.
Oh, okay. I'd rather
rather that, because one, my dogs aren't good being approached incorrectly.
Yes.
Like dogs, if a dog comes barreling at them, they find that a threat.
Right.
It takes them a second to be like, oh, you have to introduce properly, and then they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not introduced properly, if a dog just runs up to them or is being super chaotic, they're like, your energy's off.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Right.
So when we're on hikes and people have off-leash dogs, I go, not friendly. And they go, mine is. And I go, mine bites. I've just immediately started saying, mine bites. And then they freak out. And then they're like, oh, oh, oh. And then, of course, the dog has no recall.
No.
And I'm just standing there with the dog, my dog behind me being like, I can't keep moving forward, because you're supposed to keep moving.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're like going to pass them or whatever, you're supposed to keep moving so the dog doesn't think you're like, oh, we're sitting here and getting ready to attack.
Yeah.
We're supposed to just keep moving. Oh, it's not a big deal. But I'm like, I can't, because then I'll walk towards an unleashed dog. But yeah, I've even walked my friend's dog, who is great, but it's like snaps. It just snaps when a dog approaches it incorrectly.
Yeah.
And it's a tinier dog.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go, not friendly. They're like, oh, but mine is. I'm like, obviously, yours is off leash. I'd hope it would be. But that doesn't change the fact that mine is not.
Could you imagine being on a hike and like this tiny little dog's coming towards you off leash and they're like, not friendly. Just want everyone to move off the path.
Right. So the screaming of mine bites helps a lot.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mine's friendly. Mine's not.
Yep.
Mine bites.
Yep.
I've had parents being like, oh, can we? No. And they're like, oh. And like they keep going, bites. Mine bites.
Uh-huh.
Don't. I mean, my dogs haven't been around babies ever. They're probably totally fine with them.
Yeah.
I'm not risking a stranger's baby.
No. Nope. 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 Nope.
Not a chance.
Video idea.
Anyway, so your morning sucked. You had no hot water.
No hot water. I woke up. And I was telling Rachel, I had, because we're going on the boat, and so I had all these plans of like, because my hair gets, when it gets around seawater, it gets these little curls everywhere, but they're not cute.
They're wispies.
They're wispies, but like they stand straight up, whatever. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to do my hair this way. I'm going to do like cute little mascara. I had my whole outfit picked out. I packed everything the night before. I was ready to go. I was like, this is going to be amazing. I woke up, no freaking hot water. My toothbrush had died, so I had to like use such... privilege problems. I had to manually brush my teeth instead of having my electric toothbrush do it for me. I had to actually move it back and forth side to side.
Wait, why didn't your electric toothbrush work?
It just battery died.
Wow.
It was a really hard morning.
Such a hard life. I can't imagine being you.
I mean, my hand cramped halfway through.
I use a bamboo toothbrush.
Well, And then, yeah, because my hot water wasn't working, I had to pack up all of my shower stuff. I had to pack up all the clothes that I had laid out all nice. And then it was like, I was just rushing. And then the dude with the dog. And then it was just, so I ran in here and I hopped in Rachel's shower. And then when I got out, I came right here. So this is why I look like this. And I apologize, but I don't, because you're welcome. I'm beautiful no matter what I say.
No matter what she does, yeah. She's beautiful.
One more line.
No matter what she says, she's not actually pregnant. She just had pasta.
That was good.
Thank you. All right. Now that you're caught up on our personal lives,
yep.
Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. So our new, where is it?
Structure.
Our new structure. First, top trends on the internet. Do you have any? I don't.
Oh, for sure. Okay, but I was so worried because I was like, my For You page on TikTok last night was just, all yesterday, flooded with this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is the number one trending thing on the internet right now. And then I realized, I don't know if it is the actual number one trending thing or because I'm so into it.
That happens. See, everyone's TikToks are completely different. There's sometimes you and Abby are like, have you seen this? And I was like, no, I'm on woodworking TikTok. All I see is how wall anchors work.
Lowe's haul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the type of saws that are out there?
I know the difference between a table saw and a chop saw now. You have a chop saw, not a table saw, even though your chop saw is on a table.
I also have a table saw.
Okay, well then.
The table saw is what I use to cut the bottom of Gail's page. That's a table saw.
Okay.
The chop saw is also called a miter saw, which is also called a right angle saw, where it chops down.
Yeah.
The table saw, you slide things on it.
Ooh, see, now I actually know the difference.
Yeah, so the table saw, the blade is coming up.
Okay.
And it stays within this table.
Okay.
And you slide things to cut them.
Got it.
A chop saw chops it.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Chop it. Also, I call it a miter saw, but it depends on which region you are. There's like a bunch of different names. Like a circular saw is also called a skill saw.
Because you're so highly skilled with it.
Correct, because it's not, there's no guide or anything. It's just like the saw is just here going zzz, and you're just going wild with it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love this. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I actually do like, I know I sound sarcastic, but I do like learning this stuff.
I kind of want to teach people it, but I don't feel I'm skilled enough.
You are. You literally built so much stuff from scratch.
But all my things, I just figure it out as I go.
Yeah.
I just am like, oh, I want to build this. All right, let's figure it out. And I feel like to teach people, I should know.
No, see, I find what you do fascinating. Because, like, yeah, I can go on YouTube and watch a tutorial, but I would so much rather watch someone figure it out and like come across hurdles and be like, okay, well, here are the options. And I think this would be a better solution. And if it doesn't work out, you could be like, okay, I see the flaw in that. Like, let's do this next time.
Yeah.
I like that. I like watching the problem solving.
All right.
And I feel like that's way more useful than a tutorial that's like step by step. And like, I mean, if you just want to get it done, fine, watch one of those. But like, if you are interested in learning, I would watch your stuff.
All right.
You know?
I'll film it a little bit more, I guess.
Yay!
I really want to build the structure over the dog kennel.
Structure over the dog kennel. Nope. I
have not told you about this.
Uh-uh.
I'm building a little like table thing to go about over the dog kennel.
Okay.
Like the crate.
Yeah.
So that it looks cute.
Oh, I would love that.
Right? And it's going to have a little curtain on the side so that like when you tuck them in at night, you can close the curtain.
No. Please, you can have a little room.
Yeah.
Oh, I prefer the bed. My Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yeah.
All
right. So what is the trend you thought may be the number one trend, but maybe you just sucked into that?
I know for sure it's trending because the videos I'm watching have millions of views and millions of likes.
Okay.
Because it's huge. Okay. So basically today, as we speak, well, in 30 minutes, the United States House of Representatives will hear testimony from three high-ranking intelligence officers who are all self-proclaimed whistleblowers regarding UAPs or UFOs. So this is the first time in history.
You are so excited.
Oh, my, you know how I feel about aliens.
Yes.
This is the first time in American U.S. history that the government is actually entertaining this. Like they have called a hearing and they are deciding legally what they're going to do about this, because so many, I forget what it was, some law passed last year or within like the past few months where basically whistleblowers in certain areas are protected now. So
good.
Yes. So it used
good.
I say good to a certain extent, obviously, like with national security, obviously we don't want whistleblowers, but it was stuff that's like the population and like the public needs to know,
yeah,
or like has deserves to know. Yes. Get into it. So something passed where these whistleblowers are now like they're protected. They're not going to get in trouble, whatever, to a certain extent. And so all of these, and I mean, I'm not talking your average Joe. These are like highly decorated, highly celebrated. Like they have spent their entire lives in the military, giving everything, dedicating everything to the military. People are coming forward and being like, the public deserves to know. It's to a point where the public deserves to know. And so the government is now deciding what they want to do about it. So they're collecting together this morning. It's at 10 a.m. I mean, by the time we put this podcast out, it's already over. But there's going to be a million videos on YouTube that you can watch of,
yeah,
like the
I had
recaps.
No idea about anything. I think you're just on conspiracy theory TikTok and alien TikTok.
Because this was like,
Well, I also didn't open TikTok yesterday.
Okay.
I was very busy.
Yeah. And
I'm a busy girl.
I hadn't seen it before yesterday. So I don't know, okay, if it's like they finally announced the time and that's why everyone was freaking out about it. Or like if something got out and like, I don't know what happened, but it blew up yesterday.
I'm sure we'll have a follow-up next week. Emily will be very giddy to tell you.
Yes. So it's so good. So basically the number one person that they're basing this whole hearing around, he's like, he went the furthest you can go in the military besides being like on the president's cabinet of defense or whatever. Okay. He's like, you can't get higher than what he does. And he came forward, and that's why all this started, is he came forward and he was like, it's to the point where I have seen with my own eyes that they have a UFO like in their custody that they like retrieved or whatever after it crashed, that like they had scientists from all around the world come and look at it, and it, they cannot figure out the physics behind it. Like it does not fit into earthly physics. And he said they found a body of non-human origin. So he was like, once you got the body, it's time to start telling people.
Okay. So how long ago did he say this?
He didn't put a specific date on it. I'm sure he'll talk about it in his testimony because he's like, you know, under oath and they're going to ask him a billion questions. But he says this problem of like governments finding objects and finding non-human intelligence and like whatever has been going on since the 40s.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
People have always asked if I believe in aliens, and I'm like, I would be stupid and so, what's the word? Self-centered?
Ignorant?
To think that we are the only life form,
yeah,
in the entire galaxy. Do
right.
I know what they look like? Do I know what anything is? No, it could be a glob of gas,
right,
for all I know.
Right.
I'm not a scientist or a god, so I don't know these things. But I would be so... I want to... There's a word that's like... ignorant, but also like thinking I'm so special.
Republican.
I set that up for you, and the second I started saying it, I realized I was setting it up for you.
So you made that one way too easy.
I don't know. Arrogant?
Arrogant's good.
Arrogant. It would be very arrogant of me to think that we were the only life form.
Right.
Now, do I believe that every UFO sighting is real or whatever? No, but I'm just like, it would be weird if there wasn't something else.
Correct. And the Pentagon did confirm, I think we talked about this a few episodes ago, but the Pentagon did confirm a few years ago that UFOs do exist. And this was like during like either the insurrection or like the election, something big, and then they just happened to like shove that little piece of news in there. They were like, oh, by the way, aliens exist. You know?
Yes.
But this is the first time that they're literally creating laws around it. That's how you know it's real. They're creating laws. So basically this hearing is all about deciding whether the public can handle, not whether it's true or not, but whether the public can handle the information that they already have. And if they deem that the public can handle it without, like, you know, mass panic or uprising or whatever, which I don't know why we would, but, you know, get into it.
What are we going to do? Build spaceships and take our guns there?
Well, I mean, are we going to like invade Area 51 again? Remember when we tried
that? We tried.
And like three people showed up.
Catch us all.
Yeah. But they're going to decide if the public can handle it, then what they're going to create is a cap. Well, they're going to allow Joe Byron to create.
Byron?
Joe Byron? The TikTok sound?
I'm no. Not on it.
All right. Well, they're gonna allow the
that
president.
That was on the woodworking channels.
To create a cabinet of scientists, anthropologists, psychologists, physicists, you know, whatever, to figure out how to best release this information and how to handle it going forward with the U.S.
Because
public.
Because also, our government releasing this is also releasing it to the world.
Correct. It's not going to stay
so
here.
So why hasn't the other government said anything? It's not just happening in the States.
I mean, the people that are super into aliens say the majority of touchdowns are happening here.
Why? That's very narcissistic.
That's another good word.
Thank you.
They have theories, like we have like vortexes here because like of all of our like in Sedona and like Arizona and Colorado, we have all of these like vortex. I don't know. It's like it would take
don't
me.
You think like India, like Egypt is a big area?
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't things be happening there?
Well, and a lot of these other places where they also, I mean, again, this is all just this one subsect of people that are trying to explain it.
Yeah.
They're saying these other areas that do have that stuff, a lot of it's in the Middle East and they have extreme censorship. So like they can't talk about it as openly as we do. You know? Mm. So isn't that
what
wild?
About Australia? That's a big plot
you
of land.
Would think
and
with
they're
all,
very open.
Right. You would think with all the weird creatures in Australia. That
kangaroos, koalas.
I don't know. I feel like they always have
quokkas.
Like what?
Quokkas.
I love those.
Me too.
I want to go to that island so bad.
I did it.
You what?
I've been there.
What?
I have selfies with the quokkas.
How do you not mention this?
I just did.
We've been friends for 3 years and you're just now bringing this up.
Because sometimes I forget what they're called.
Oh
also,
my God.
When do I brag about travel things I've done?
I don't know, but you should because I find it fascinating. It's not even like bragging, but just like sharing your stories. I love hearing travel
stories. I've pet a kangaroo. I've held a koala. I've hung out with quokkas.
Oh my God. Because quokkas, if you don't know, they're like a giant rodent basically, right?
Yeah. And they're only on this island outside of like in Australia, but it's an island on the shore of Australia. Mm-hmm. And you can only find them there and they're always smiling. So it looks like when you take a selfie that they're smiling. And for a while, they had no known predators.
Right.
So they were super friendly. But then a bunch of douchebags went over there and started playing soccer with them as the ball. And then they started to become more fearful.
Oh, no.
And then the government had to step in and be like, okay, this is an endangered species kind of thing. Like, there's lots of rules now. You're not supposed to touch them.
Yeah.
Because some...
It's always one person that has to ruin it for everyone.
They would get... These guys would go over, get drunk. It was a group of guys. And just kick them around.
Cute. I love that for us.
Right?
Okie dokie. I hate people sometimes.
Same. Anyway.
So, yes, that was the big thing that I was seeing on my For
You
page.
Is that also what you learned this week?
No. I learned some stuff. Do you want to go?
I have absolutely nothing.
Okay, great.
I was supposed to do all of this morning. I was going to wake up, work out, and go scroll through TikTok and
learn
Instagram and learn some things and whatever.
And then
I thought someone was going to break into my house last night, so I didn't sleep.
Fair enough.
And I said, sleep is more important than working out.
So, okay, I just learned this because I have a friend that just started a new medication and she's been to like 7 different pharmacies. She's tried WellRx, which is like a website that you mm-hmm. can download drug coupons on. She's talked with her insurance. She's done everything. And basically this medication that she needs to function is still going to cost her $117 a month.
Who's that dude? One of the sharks.
Marco That's what Rubio. I was going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. He's got the, yeah. Go.
Yeah. So I just learned this because I was doing so much research for them trying to like figure out how to help them. Because I was like, there has to be a solution. Cause she has really good insurance and it still was $117 a month. So yeah, Mark Cuban, he is still on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like billionaire. He basically started a company called Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company.
Rolls off the tongue.
Right. So easy to remember. And his mission statement on his website said that he started the company because every American should have access to safe, affordable medicines. If you don't have insurance or a high deductible plan, you know that even the most basic medications can cost a fortune. Many people are spending crazy amounts of money each month just to stay healthy. No American should have to suffer or worse because they can't afford basic prescription medications. So this is a really cool website. So if you just type into Google Mark Cuban, I literally even typed into Google Shark Tank guy drug company. And it was the first one that popped up. But it was like, it's called Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company. You can go on there. You can type in the name of your medication. A lot of times it'll be generic, but they work all the same.
Oh, yeah.
And you type in the name of your medication and it'll tell you on the website. It'll be like, basically, I looked it up. He said, I took a picture of it. They produce it at cost.
Yeah.
They add on a 15% website fee, which is very reasonable. And then they add on a $3 pharmacy fee so they can pay their pharmacists. Yeah. And then you have to pay like, no, he said never any more than $5 for shipping. So let me pull this up. Okay. So I looked up, so I'm on, well, I'm not exactly on Zoloft, but I'm on a medication very similar. I just typed in Zoloft because a lot of people are on that. And then, so they sell the generic, which is sertraline, works just as great.
Yeah.
So you can get 30 tablets, which is a month's worth, for $4.20.
That's amazing.
Right? So they.
Yeah, his website needs to be more. Well known. More well known. Well, because I saw him tweet when he released his company. We aren't spending any money on advertising.
Right. Because he wants to keep costs low.
Yes. And right. So he's like, tell everyone you know.
Yeah. Because this is genuinely, this is like a charity thing for him. He's not making billions of dollars off of this. Yeah. Millions of dollars. Not even hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like
he's rich. He already knows he's rich.
He's a billionaire. He doesn't need this.
Yeah.
He said he's solely doing this because he hates how our healthcare system works.
Yeah.
And he's watched so many of his friends and family members like, literally their conditions get worse or die because they can't afford their medication. So this is like a full charity thing for him.
Yeah.
So the sertraline for the 30 tablets, it costs 90 cents to manufacture. And then he added on the 15% for the website to keep the website going and all that kind of stuff. $3 pharmacy fee and then $5 to ship it out.
That's amazing.
So, and then he did put on here, he was like, because they put at the bottom transparent pricing. So he was like, if you have this insurance, you could get it for this cheap at this pharmacy. So if you don't want to go through his website, he shows you where you can get it the cheapest.
And
the cheapest I found on sertraline in like my area, it was $21 at a pharmacy like 15 miles away. So I could get it for $4 or I could get it for $24 right to my door or 20 miles away.
Are you switching?
Yeah. No, once I saw this, I was like, oh my God. So you have to have like, for certain medications, you have to have a written prescription. You just take a picture, you upload it, they call your doctor to confirm. So it takes a little bit of setup.
But if you're saving so much money.
Exactly. Put in the 10 minutes of effort.
Yeah.
And then you're set.
Yeah. I don't take any daily medications. So like I just get prescribed something like right now for my GERD.
Right.
I had to get it that day.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to take it for a week. So it doesn't. And my copay was only 85 cents.
Oh, whoa. A dent.
Woo. So that was fine. But yeah, if you're on everyday medication, do they have insulin?
I looked and they don't.
Which is crazy because insulin was an open patent.
Yeah, he did not patent it.
Yeah, he didn't patent it.
Yeah.
Because I have to sneeze, but it's not going to happen.
No.
I'm really upset about it.
Yeah, because he wanted it to be affordable.
Yeah.
And then, I get so mad at them. And then Pfizer came along and was like, yeah, no, $300.
Yeah.
Or you die. Have fun. Girly pop.
Cute kisses.
So, yeah, I learned about that. And then there was one. Nope, that was it for the thing. Oh, and then I learned about there's this company coming out. They're called Air Angels. They're very small right now, but it was one of those videos that I would normally scroll. I know it's dumb and douchey, but like if I see a video only has like 25 or 50 likes, I'll just scroll because I assume it's not like worth my time. I don't know what it was that had me stick around for this,
okay.
But I watched the full video. It was so cool. So there's this company called Air Angels. They're launching in 2 to 3 weeks. It started by this girl and because she has horrible flight anxiety. So she's had horrible flight anxiety her entire life. And she was like, there has to be a better solution to this rather than just like pumping my body full of Xanax and passing out for 6 hours. So the stipulations are you have to have WhatsApp downloaded and you have to schedule your support flight ahead of time. But basically what this app is going to do or what this company is going to do, I haven't quite figured out if they're an app or just like a company or both. What they're going to do is when you're in your flight, they're going to text you updates and talk to you and chat with you. So it's like having a friend there that's like, hey, and they track your flight like live and your weather patterns. So they're like, hey, just a heads up, in 45 minutes, it looks like you might have a little bit of turbulence. Like, let's talk about how we can regulate your body through that. and they'll chat with you through that.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll give you breathing techniques. I thought this was so freaking cool. So her...
That is cool.
Yeah. Her at on Instagram is at Air Angels Co. And she's looking for people to sign up right now. This is like, this sounds so sponsored, but I'm telling you, this is like some little tiny company that's just trying to get off the ground that I thought was like, that is an incredible idea.
Yeah.
So she's looking for people to go to her Instagram and sign up for the like interest form. And they're launching in 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. And you just have to have in-flight Wi-Fi, WhatsApp downloaded so that they can communicate with you. And you have to schedule your appointment ahead of time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We're running low on time, but for new updates, the iOS, there's another download because this one sucks.
Yeah.
I downloaded the beta Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to teach you how to use it.
Okay. I would love that.
Was there anything on the internet that made you smile this week?
Yes. Okay, so Shaq was at a pool in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he was surrounded by a bunch of kids. You could tell he was surrounded by like 12 kids. You could tell maybe one or two knew who he was, but only probably because their parents were like, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
And then the rest of them had no idea who he was. But just picture, he's this.
He's like 7 feet.
Oh my God. Massive dude in the pool with all these tiny little kids running around him. And they all were like climbing on him, playing with him. And at one point, like he said that he saw all these kids like, just kind of playing in the pool, but not really having so much fun. And he wanted to go and like make their day.
Yeah.
And so he pretended to drown in the pool. And so he like convinced, he was like, oh, my heart. And then he like collapsed to his side on the pool and then was floating face down. So all these kids like ran over and were like flipping him over and carrying him so softly to like the edge of the pool. And then he like, woke up and was revived, and he was like playing this game with them for like 10 or 15 minutes. And like,
that's hilarious. And of course all the parents are like, yeah, you can play with our kids. You're Shaq.
Anyone else, they'd be like, oh, get away from our kids. Yeah. But because it's Shaq, they're like, go, sweetie, go. They're like, I don't want to play, mom. No,
it's Shaq.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cute. The video was adorable.
That's adorable. Mm-hmm. All right. And then do you have any confessions for this week?
I don't think so.
You asked for this segment.
I know, because I was thinking we could do like therapy, confessions. I've just been hanging out with you guys so much. I haven't had time to do anything weird or obscure or semi-naughty.
Do you want to replace my bandage for me?
I would love that.
There's nothing under it.
I love. Oh, can I tell the internet what my weird TikTok thing is that I had to text you because Abby wouldn't let me say it out loud? Is it too weird?
It's gross, Em.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm really into pimple popping, but only if it's blackheads. I don't like the whitehead stuff. It freaks me out.
Okay.
Love pimple popping videos. And so Rachel and I were in the car with Abby, and we were like talking about how we like, well, me and Rachel like to watch pimple popping on.
I haven't recently. I've been trying to get away from it.
No, come back to the dark side.
No, I'm good.
So we were talking about how we like, well, one of us likes to watch pimple popping videos. And then I was like, okay, I have a confession. There's one really gross one that I like to watch. I don't know what it is. It's not the hoof shaving one.
Oh, I love those.
I can't watch those because it makes me think the animal's... I know the animal's not in pain, but for some reason my brain is like, no, it's hurting.
Oh, no. I'm just like, yeah, get it.
Right. When they like replace the hooves and shave them and get all the dirt out.
Yeah.
No, there's this one guy and one of his cows has this like autoimmune disease or something.
Okay.
And so he overproduces... too much
snot.
And so he'll go out to the pasture like once a week and it'll help clear it out. I love watching that.
That was definitely a confession.
You're welcome.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you.
Do not let Abby listen to this.
She does not listen to ATI.
Okay, good.
Please let me know if there's any other topics you guys want us to talk about. Positive only, please. There's too much negativity in the world.
I agree.
Check out for aliens. I love you guys. Thanks, Blaze Boy, for being here. Thank you, Em. Thanks for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye! Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.